Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Mental Toolbox. Today's topic hits close to home for a lot of us. Those moments when our brains feel like they're on a slow, glitchy Tuesday afternoon, you know. We're talking about executive dysfunction, that feeling of being stuck in the starting blocks, staring at that mountain of tasks and wondering how to even take the first step. Now, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and productivity, constantly telling us to push harder, do more, be better. But let's face it, sometimes our brains just need a break, a little understanding, a whole lot of self-compassion. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Practical strategies to embrace that inner cheerleader and navigate those executive dysfunction hurdles with grace and a dash of humor. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, because this is about to get real. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate self-compassion when dealing with executive dysfunction. 1. Reframe your inner critic. Ever notice how our inner voices can be harsher than a drill sergeant on a Monday morning? Well, it's time to turn that down a notch. Instead of berating yourself for every missed deadline or unfinished task, try practicing gentle self-talk. Replace those negative thoughts with encouraging affirmations like, "I'm doing my best," or, "Progress, not perfection." Remember, you're human, and humans are allowed to have off days, even professionals. 2. Celebrate small victories. In the world of executive dysfunction, it can feel like every accomplishment is a monumental feat. But trust me, those small wins count. Did you finally get out of bed and shower? Boom, that's a victory. Did you manage to complete one task on your to-do list? High five. Celebrate these moments, no matter how small they seem. It reinforces positive momentum and helps build self-esteem. 3. Break it down. Feeling overwhelmed by a giant project? You know what they say. Rome wasn't built in a day. Break down that overwhelming task into smaller, more manageable chunks. It makes it feel less daunting and gives you a sense of accomplishment as you check off each step. Think of it like building a Lego masterpiece. Start with the base, then add pieces gradually. 4. Practice mindfulness. When your brain feels like it's on overdrive, mindfulness can be your anchor. Take a few minutes to focus on your breath, notice the sensations in your body, and observe your thoughts without judgment. Mindfulness helps calm the mental chatter and brings you back to the present moment, making it easier to tackle tasks with a clearer head. 5. Be kind to yourself. This one is crucial. Remember that self-compassion isn't about giving up or making excuses. It's about understanding that everyone struggles sometimes, especially when it comes to executive dysfunction. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright and talented writer who's struggling to finish her manuscript. Her brain feels like a tangled web of ideas, deadlines looming like storm clouds, and self-doubt whispering in her ear. Every attempt to start writing feels like an uphill battle. She beats herself up for feeling stuck, adding fuel to the fire of overwhelm. Sound familiar? But then Sarah remembers the power of self-compassion. She takes a deep breath, acknowledges her feelings without judgment, and reminds herself that it's okay to have off days. Instead of attacking the manuscript head-on, she breaks it down into smaller, manageable chunks, celebrating each completed scene as a victory. She incorporates mindfulness practices into her day, finding moments of calm amidst the chaos. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to reclaim her creative flow. The pressure eases, and she rediscovers the joy in writing. This isn't about achieving perfection. It's about progress, self-acceptance, and embracing the journey with kindness. Remember, folks, we're all in this together. Executive dysfunction can be a real challenge, but by cultivating self-compassion, breaking down tasks, celebrating small wins, and practicing mindfulness, you can navigate those hurdles with grace and resilience. You got this. So, what are you waiting for? Take one step today. Maybe it's writing down 3 things you're grateful for or acknowledging one thing you did well. Every little act of self-compassion counts. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us in the comments. Let's build a supportive community where we can learn, grow, and thrive together. Until next time, keep those mental tools sharp, and remember, you are worthy, capable, and absolutely amazing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.